But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got souls, Tito.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I did it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, a retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies past and present. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host, who's 8 feet away from the microphone. This week we look at Big Daddy, released in the summer of 1999, and this I don't think I saw in the theaters. Did you?
No, I did not.
I did like it though when it came out.
Hey guys.
What?
We have a special guest with us.
Well, hold on here.
I saw it in the theaters.
No, David, David, you speak when I bring you in.
Several times.
David,
I saw it in the
theaters.
David,
do whatever you want.
Okay, you guys, after
thanks, Marie.
This we have already lost it. You guys, after watching The Waterboy and being super depressed.
Best film of the 90s.
About how much we didn't like it. Even though we both had fond memories of it, we decided to invite a guest host for insurance on Big Daddy, just in case Big Daddy wasn't good, because I told David Schwartzbaum, who's with us today here, that we didn't like Waterboy, and he got really upset. So,
Doesn't hold up. I'm sorry.
And gentlemen, welcome David Schwartzbaum.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me, guys. I'm excited to be here as an Adam Sandler fanatic.
Yes.
David, I'm so curious to know your motivation for, like, wanting to do this. Like, why did you come into our cesspool?
You know, Adam Sandler was a very, very large part of my childhood. It was really Waterboy and History of the World Part 1, the Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah.
Those were the two movies I would obsessively watch over and over that my dad introduced me to that sort of got me into comedy. And then as it is, like, you know, as Adam Sandler's career goes on, the movies get worse. But, like, he's just making bad art with his friends, and I respect that. He's making money and messing around with his best buds. And you know what? If I can do that, mad respect.
All right. That's basically what we said in our very first episode, is we don't hate him.
No.
We just want him to stop.
Yeah, we just hate bad films.
Yeah, well, we haven't even gotten to that point. We're a little disappointed about Waterboy because we both had really good memories of it, and mm-hmm. it feels like it ruined a little bit of our past.
We feel like we're on the cusp of the edge of the Gilded Age of Sandler.
Yes, you're definitely on the cusp here, and Big Daddy is when it starts to turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I have really great memories of Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve!
That was delightful.
And you know, this is the movie, well, no, Death to Smoochie, but this was the beginning of the end of Jon Stewart's acting career.
Yes, oh, yeah, and when he just, like, stopped acting and did Daily Show.
Right,
exclusively.
I love Jon Stewart, but he cannot act.
No, and he knows that. He's well aware of it, which is why he stopped.
Even in sketches. Like, typically, you could be a really bad actor and get away with sketch. In the sketches on The Daily Show, he is awful.
I'm sorry, we're not allowed to do this.
Okay.
We're not allowed to talk about Jon Stewart like this.
All right, here's the plot synopsis of Big Daddy. A lazy law school grad adopts a kid to impress his girlfriend, but everything doesn't go as planned, and he becomes the unlikely foster father. You guys, I've had a couple sips of a giant can of 2-year-old Bud Ice that Marie Maloney brought over, and I cannot talk.
I brought over a patented bag of beers.
Ugh.
You get what you get with that.
Here's some facts about the movie, you guys. It cost $34 million to make.
Okay. We're slowly going up in the millions.
Yeah. It made a lot more than that.
It grossed $163 million at the box office.
Dang.
And I assume he was mostly a DVD guy, so I assume that he made even more on DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Sandler's wife, Jackie, plays the waitress in the bar that Julian gets a root beer at. That's about 15 minutes in.
We're going to have to spot that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. While filming Big Daddy, The Waterboy came out and was a huge success.
Best.
So Sony sent a memo to the set letting production know that...
don't fuck it up.
No, they gave them extra money.
Oh, wow.
To film extras and expand some scenes that were lacking. So,
interesting.
So that allowed smaller characters played by Rob Schneider
to
get more time.
Though he's got some bits in Big Daddy that are some of his best bits.
Well, also Steve Buscemi got a little bit
better.
I remember.
I don't remember
really
Buscemi at all in Big Daddy.
He is the homeless man.
Oh, he's great. Oh, yes, he's fabulous. He's fantastic. Steve Buscemi and John Turturro are the reasons you keep watching Adam Sandler movies.
I'm so excited to see him.
The working title of this film was Guy Gets Kid.
That's, I mean, Big Daddy is a bad title, but God Gets Kid. Guy,
the title of this film is Plot.
Yeah. A lot of really talented writers worked on this. And that's
Guy Gets Kid. Oh,
here's something. This might sound stupid, but I did not know this. The young boy, Julian.
Yep,
Cole
remember?
And Dylan Sprouse, twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not actually one person. It was two people. I did not know
Cole
that.
And Dylan Sprouse.
Yeah, I was aware. They were on a Disney Channel show that I caught from
right.
time to time.
Was it Wizards of Waverly Place?
No, Sweet Life.
Sweet
of
Life of
Zach,
Zach
and
Cody.
Cody.
Yeah, good show.
You guys, I'm slightly older than these two, so I never saw that.
Cole and Dylan Sprouse.
Well, yeah, you keep They're saying great. That. Like it sounds like a dish. I'll take a ratatouille and a Cole and Dylan Sprouse. Hold the Sprouse. Sandler won a Razzie for this film.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay, how many films did he get nominated for?
A bunch.
I fucking hate the Razzies.
Well, here's the thing.
Or they're just their nomination methods.
Well, you know why it's stupid? You know why it's stupid that he won? Because here are the other nominees. Kevin Kline in Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that's bad.
I can never disrespect Kevin Kline.
Oh, my God. Arnold Schwarzenegger in End of Days.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
And
there it is.
Okay. Don't get me wrong. I love this man, but this movie was awful.
Don't say John Stewart.
Robin Williams in Bicentennial Man.
Ooh. That was a real swing and a miss.
Yeah. That was a bad film.
That was a bad film.
Let's make a robot that looks exactly like Robin Williams. And have him go through all time.
Robot Williams? Instead of Robin Williams? Robot is the worst.
Oh, may he rest in peace, though.
Oh, God. Hey, you guys ready to listen to the trailer?
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely. This is great.
New York. If you want to enter the greatest city on earth, first, you have to get by one person.
Shut up! You shut up! Let's go!
I'm waiting on you!
Sonny Koufax had an easy job.
You're a toll collector.
Where are you going? You want to take me with you?
I guess.
And led a simple life.
The delivery guy's like your best friend.
Come back later today. I'll Indian wrestle you.
Okay. Peace out.
Until the day.
You refuse to move on to the next phase of your life.
She wants different things, you know?
His girlfriend dumped him for someone else.
I found someone.
This old guy?
He has a 5-year plan.
What is it? Don't die?
Now, to win her back.
I gotta do something big with my life.
He's getting her a little surprise.
I want you to meet Julian. My son. Our son. I adopted him.
Great. Now what?
Now.
You wear a diaper?
No.
Sonny Koufax is finding out.
Should I have a nightlight?
Nightlight?
Once you adopt a kid.
There you go, all right?
You better give that kid back.
I tried to give him back.
You got to keep him.
Hope I can sleep.
I wet my bed.
All right. Nice and dry.
No more wetness.
Do that thing I taught you the other day.
That one touched the ground. That one touched the ground.
Columbia Pictures presents...
We stop serving breakfast at 10:30.
No! Oh, please. Don't cry. Don't cry.
You got a Happy Meal? Can we get a Happy Meal?
Well, somebody get your kid a Happy Meal!
Adam Sandler.
It's gonna be fun. You nervous?
Happy Halloween. We got a first timer out here. Do the right thing, buddy.
Hang out right here for a second, all right?
Hey, you.
What?
Big Daddy.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, yeah, that's good. Trick or treat. Next year, be prepared, moron.
Gotta have sticks.
He loves sticks.
And that's the trailer to Big Daddy.
I just have to say, the last line of the narrator before he introduces the movie is, he finds out, once you have a kid, you have to keep him. That's the lesson.
Whoops.
You have to keep him.
Yeah, I was like, so he had to learn that lesson? It's like, oh, once you have a person, you just can't give them away.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
The classic, like, and once he finds out,
amazing.
It like fills everything.
It was so
and
beautiful.
It's a classic 90s.
It was so beautiful 90s trailer. Oh my God.
All All right, guys, we watched the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each one of us, so that's three of us this time.
Three potential stops.
Have a stop card that at any point in the movie we could use. We just say stop, and we can talk about what just happened before that 30 minutes is up. You guys ready to watch this film?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, this is a dream.
All right, we have gotten through the first half hour of this movement.
Also, what,
it moved me.
Gotten through has a negative connotation.
Hey, we watched 30 minutes.
Yeah, we've had a spiritual journey together in the first 31 and a half minutes
so
of this movie.
So far, it's holding up.
You see?
You see? What do you mean, you see? What do you mean? David Schwarzbaum thinks he wrote or directed this movie. And he's saying, you see?
You see, guys?
Well, what do you think? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings?
My very first note is, what the fuck is this apartment?
Oh, that was my first note, too.
The apartment is insane.
Their apartment is...
There's no way that that actually exists in New York City.
This
apartment is insane.
Puts the friend's apartment to shame.
Oh, for sure.
You know what it kind of looks like? It kind of reminded me very quickly of the apartment from Rent.
Yeah, but it's like
this like weird loft...
Five times the size of the
That's true. Yeah, but it's massive, and there's all these like amazing structures in it.
It's massive, and there's only two people living in there.
But Rent Rent is a musical on a big stage, so you have to like fill it with like interesting, weird things that like makes it quirky, and like you allow that.
Definitely quirky.
Oh my god! There's like walkways, but I don't know if they're trying to make it seem like shit because like it's literally probably like one of the most expensive apartments in the city. And
they've kind of made it look like shit.
Broken glass. Yeah. There's a tiny. The refrigerator is like an old shitty refrigerator.
There's newspapers everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean high ceilings, lots of windows. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I want to live there.
Oh my god, that apartment is $1 million a month to live. It is huge.
Can we talk about
what the fuck Leslie Mann is wearing?
Well, because she's what are they called, tits or boobs?
Tits.
Or the
tits look great, by the way.
They do. They look
her
that was a note
shirt
that I wrote.
Is insane.
Well, I was gonna talk about how every woman in this movie is stunning, and it makes me uncomfortable how stunningly beautiful they are. And all they do is get yelled at by Adam Sandler for the first 30 minutes of this movie. Just these unbelievably beautiful women being yelled at by Adam Sandler.
It is uncomfortable.
All the boobs in this movie are on point.
They are perky.
They are fabulous.
Adam Sandler's wife shows up 15 minutes in. Her boobs
on point.
Whoever the boob man is in this movie.
She has a tall drink of water and her tits are meaty.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I could see them. I saw her, you know, we looked up the trivia before and she walked on and I went, I could see them having sex.
Yeah.
Like, I think they work together. So
she was
to together.
A model.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for her.
I found that out on Wikipedia.
There you go.
Well, doy. What else? What did I write down? Oh, here's something I want to talk about, you guys.
Yeah.
So is the character that Rob Schneider's playing is this racist?
I'm going to say no
cuz we don't know what it is.
That's correct. I'm going to say Rob Schneider's character is not racist cuz he's a mix of all races.
Yeah.
And that's
bizarrely and also weird like makeup note, they've like made his eyes like sunk, like they gave him like big like
yes I
think like, they're trying to give him Eastern
under his eyes
to me
really?
I think he's supposed to be Eastern European yeah
okay
I
think he's
a doll like that once
my guess like, is he's from one of like the Istans.
One of the Istans?
Yeah.
Right, because I was going to say he looked... They've made him look Middle Eastern, but his accent is Eastern European.
It's Eastern European.
It's not Middle Eastern.
That's what made me guess
so,
Istan.
Which is why I think it's okay that he's unbelievable. I mean,
well, this is the start. Like, it kind of, the you can do it guy was like kind of offensive.
The best.
Because he's
it
like,
was
it's
really
making
not
fun
the
of
the best.
It wasn't. You. If you watch it again, it's not, it's, it doesn't make any sense of like, how did I think that was funny? We talked about that before. We don't need to talk about it again, but no. It's like, now I think we're kind of going down the road of like, Rob Schneider's going to get more and more racist
oh, for
as
sure.
these
yeah.
films go on. And also, I would just like to say, we watched this part, and then it flooded back to me of, like, me and my friends constantly quoting, I had doll like that once, but my cat bite its head off. And like, why would a cat do that? You calling me a liar? We would say that to each other all the time.
I'm realizing more and more that most of the comedy in this movie is...
stupid?
Is yelling at people?
Yelling
yeah.
at a child or a woman. Which, you know, I'm not saying I'm against.
Trump's
I'm
just, America.
I will say this. One thing that bothered me as I've been working with kids my whole life is the peeing in bed scene.
Yeah.
Just because that would mean the kid pissed all over his pajamas.
Yeah.
And then probably let a trail of urine all the way to the room. And then what happens is, as we all know with pee, like...
We all know with pee.
I mean... that was only...
We're all aware of
But like, that was only a couple minutes. But let's say the kid took a couple minutes for coming to Adam Sandler. Then, I mean, we're talking about 15 minutes. That kid's got a rash from his balls all the way down to his toes.
Gross.
No, like, they're in a magical apartment. They're in a... His kid has magical pee.
And so...
Also, this apartment has, we did not mention, it has a rooftop access.
Oh, that's right. Giant rooftop that you can
amazing. Shitty chairs everywhere.
These guys
are
rich.
Aluminum chairs everywhere.
Well, can we also talk about John Stewart's character, I guess Kevin, and how
whatever
it's like, hey, your child has shown up. Do I need to come home? No, I'll take care of it. Okay.
That's dumb. That's
I mean, it's...
This plot device
I mean, you know, we gotta ignore it to suspend disbelief, but like, hey, somebody sent over a child for you. I'm going to go to China for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Is
the partners aren't going to be happy about this, but...
is really tough for me to get over now,
being
an older human being.
Well, when they wrote it, they're like, so we have to have this kid that... I mean, it's a good plot development of, like, there's this kid that has to be taken care of,
right.
And it can't be Adam Sandler's, because then it's like, well, duh, he has to take care of it, like... That doesn't make any sense. And then also we have to hate his girlfriend. The whole girlfriend character with the thing is like, that seems really dumb to
me,
too.
She, and you know, Vanessa, who, again, is just
stunningly
so beautiful.
Cute. Oh, I have a...
Like, that
I
first scene, she's
note,
in her bra.
Like,
oh, my God.
Girlfriend, so cute.
Oh,
so cute.
And, like, an amazing apartment in New York City. Like, what does she do? And why the heck is she even with Adam Sandler?
Shlubby
like,
Adam Sandler.
Like once I... It wasn't until I saw the apartment, which is, like, beautifully ordained, pictures all over the walls. I mean, she's got thousands of dollars just worth of frames on her walls. Those are beautiful frames.
It's a beautiful apartment. a lot of beautiful apartments in this.
Welcome to Beautiful Frames
I'll
with David Schwartzbaum.
And there she was. But it is pretty messed up that she goes to Syracuse for a couple days to talk, and she comes back with somebody else, right? I mean,
well, she's been cheating on him the entire time.
That's what... I'm
really?
That's what I'm gathering. She's been cheating on him for a while.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is kind of also a turning point, you guys, because this is... Adam Sandler's character is, like, unmotivated, but apparently he's amazing at law. Apparently he's, like, a really cool guy. He's, like, the coolest guy. His friends like him. But, like, and then all women are awful. And we're, like, that. We're, this is, this honestly, dude, if you get into older Adam Sandler, I mean, which we're going to get into, it's all women are awful.
I also want to quickly touch on the fact that he's so cool and, like, accepting of his two gay friends.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Because I haven't seen all of Chuck and Larry, but...
It's not as cool as this.
It is not
Hold on. I quoted...
Hey, David Schwartzbaum's calling out right now. we now pronounce you Chuck and Larry is not as cool as Big Daddy.
They are gay. That's what gay guys do. They are still our brothers. I just got the chills. Anyone else get the chills?
No.
Just me?
Yeah, no. I didn't.
I mean, well, this is 1999, so that's pretty...
Right? Don't ask, don't tell. Still,
it's progressive for the time.
That's progressive.
I mean, but you guys, in 1999, didn't you have... Oh, Maria's doing things. In 1999, didn't you guys have the exact same... Like, feelings, though?
I mean, I was 10, so I didn't really...
No.
I was 11.
Yeah.
I wasn't really...
I'll tell you, the first time I remember, like, it coming into my head was when I asked, because that's when, like, I think either Don't Ask, Don't Tell or Gay Marriage was coming up, and I asked Grandma Bacon, I'm like, hey, like, so what do you think of gay people? Because, like, I was, like, too young to really understand it. And my grandma said, whatever two people do together, if they love each other, it's none of our business. And I'll always remember that, like, coming from, like, I hear about old racist grandmas, and I'm like, oh, I'm so lucky.
Grandma Bacon, zichron olivracha, in blessed memory.
Oh, yes. So
I have one more question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't understand. The kid, the foster, and I know Marie had something about this, but the foster house or foster organization knew about the kid, but yet some teenager dropped him off at the door for $5.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Nobody checked in on him.
Yeah.
Nobody saw his house. Marie.
Well, there's a little more, if I remember correctly, you find out more backstory later.
Some woman gave me $5, here's a kid. Which, if the kid was abandoned, fine. But then we find out he wasn't just abandoned, that there is a foster system in place. So, the mom got a foster system in place, gave Kevin the number, did all this, and then the foster system was just like, oh yeah, just go drop him off? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't read into it that much.
Well, this would never have happened.
No, surely not. But, you know, we're suspending our disbelief because Adam is letting us enjoy this time together with him.
Whole movie is just a plot device of, like, somebody sat down and they're like, all right, Adam Sandler. Oh, my God. This is, like, that South Park episode. Adam Sandler gets a kid and he has to take care of him.
Adam Sandler gets a kid. Yeah.
That's it.
I got to give a mad shout out to Mr. Hurley in the bar. The old man is so funny. Yeah. We've mentioned the Hurley Boys sketch on this show before, but now there's a character in Big Daddy called Mr. Hurley, and it's just an old man who wants to fight Adam Sandler.
It's a lot of great bits.
It's great.
A lot of good bits, I told you guys. You see?
Also, once again, sunglasses in the 90s are fucking terrible.
Yeah, those are terrible.
They're so bad.
You weren't for that, but there's sunglasses in the 90s were awful. I would just say so far I'm enjoying it. I would say it's a little uneven with some plot stuff and with some scenes, but like I'm still enjoying it.
Do we all agree this is Rob Schneider's best performance so far?
Well,
I think it only goes way downhill from here.
I mean, it's better than Getting Copies.
Wait till you see Rob Schneider in the next 30 minutes because he's going to blow your mind. I guarantee it.
How do you feel, Marie, so far?
I'm ready for more.
I'm delighted. This has been a spectacular journey. I'm excited for the next 30 minutes of it.
All right, let's go. Okay, we are now two-thirds of the way through the movie. What do you guys think?
Well, I think the movie needs to apologize for an egregious error.
What?
Go on.
Chief J. Strombo's finishing move was not the sleeper hold.
Oh, God. What was it?
It was the tomahawk chop.
Oh, okay.
But I did really enjoy the sleeper hold that makes Rob Schneider pass out.
A lot of wrestlers whose finisher was the sleeper hold, just not Strongbo, who also is one of the most offensive wrestlers in the history of wrestling.
Offensive?
He was dressed as an Indian man, and he would come out in a full headdress and then lead the nation in like shaking.
And he's Italian. What is he? Is he Native American?
Absolutely not. I don't know what he was, not Native American.
He just has a tan.
And like even in, yes, and even the New York Times, I remember like I'm a big wrestling fan. In his obit in 2012, they were like, he is one of the biggest, like, racial stereotypes in the history of, like, sport and the world. And so anyway. Cinema.
Besides the Redskins?
Very similar.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point the is, right. His finisher was the tomahawk chop, not the sleeper.
All right.
And, thank you for giving me the time to explain that
All right, cool. So I'm going to just go ahead and say, the kid has moved in the whole first part of the movie. Every line that he gave, I felt like he was about to cry.
That's true.
And now he's kind of moved into normal territory. So, like, the direction that they just gave these kids was, like, just say something like you're about to ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the main character, what's her name? The girl that the Hooters jokes girl.
Oh, my God.
Corinne.
Well, the actress's name
is Leslie Mann.
Yeah.
It's Corinne in the movie.
I cannot deal with any more of these awful Hooters jokes.
They're so mean. She's a doctor.
Also, it's one note. It's just like, oh, remember when you worked for Hooters? Hooters, Hooters, and those chicken wings? Hooters. Like, it's not funny. There's no other angle to the joke.
Adam Sandler's just a big dick.
Yeah.
At this point.
She's a doctor.
She worked there one time.
Look, she worked there putting herself through med school, it sounds like. Like, good for her.
But we can also say the love interest isn't better because, as David Schwartzman said...
I'm in love with the love interest. The name Layla is a beautiful name, one of my favorite names.
Layla Maloney.
Maloney, guys!
My two favorite names.
And every time she talks, David pointed out, she talks like she's trying to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
She talks in really this good. Register.
I have to, like, hold my neck in.
I can't date anyone right now because I'm working.
And I'm 90% teeth.
I'm working.
And,
guys.
And I'm a lawyer, too. Everyone in this film is lawyers or doctors.
Jerry Maguire's right around the corner. And I... or
she's,
pooping.
She's a successful attorney. Who giggles at every one of Adam Sandler's bad jokes.
That being said,
it's all I want in a woman.
The story they tell Julian fucking blows.
Was terrible. Yeah.
It is not funny. It
also,
is not
squirrels
cute.
Don't eat peanuts.
Yeah.
It's acorns.
Yeah. You guys, we're
it's an elephant.
I'm going to say it. The longer we get into this, because like now we have to deal with this love interest, and now we have to deal with is Julian really supposed to be with Adam Sandler's character? Now, like, at first, we all thought it was only supposed to be 2 weeks, but it's been way longer. It's maybe two months.
Yeah, Halloween.
Like, the first 30 minutes was super enjoyable. And this last 30 minutes, I don't hate it, but, like, do you guys agree with me? Like, it's not as good.
Yeah, I mean, other than being in love with Layla, it's definitely not as good.
Oh, David!
Not when you do that.
David!
I will say this, though.
I have a secret that only you know.
Marie, hi!
Stop this.
I will say this, though, is...
David's climbing over me right now.
I really can't get over the fact that we just sort of brushed over his mother dying, the kid's mother.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't know.
The kid's mom dies, and then we go into a five-minute montage, not a couple-minute montage, about how great everything is. It's like Halloween, and it's everything else. And the scene before then was...
Sorry, the mom died of cancer.
Away. Yeah.
That song's in like 40, 90s.
Oh, yeah.
So iconic.
It's Halloween. Adam Sandler just broke into a house and forced a man to give up his possessions. Hey, the kid is the least performing in the class. He's peeing in pots. And he.
Hold on. We have to talk about that because.
We have to talk about Adam Sandler's, like, interviewing of his friends. Because that's actually a really great joke.
When?
When he goes to the playground. And
oh,
that's funny. Like,
oh, that was great. That was super fun. They're not smoking J's.
I love Yoo-Hoo. Know what's good in Yoo-Hoo? A little bit of rum. Like,
Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah, that was fun.
I have a belly button.
Yeah, that kid with the goopy face.
That's fun. But
it was delightful.
Yeah. Anything else you got?
Just the fact that the school, he smells, he's cursing, he's tripping kids, and he's only hearing about it now.
Also,
at like open house or whatever it is.
The
Meemaw,
who is the teacher, is
with
so
what,
funny.
Again, what accent? We have. It's not English. I don't know what.
Oh, I've had many smelly ones in my life.
That's about it. It's just old people talk.
Just old people talk, yeah.
He's the worst in the class.
Some sort of
that's
headmaster.
That's what she sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, she's something.
A headmaster of a preschool.
I don't know. Like, the longer it goes on, the like it's kind of it's kind of overstaying its welcome because it kind of pushed off the plot to kind of get to the stuff.
Yeah.
And now that it has to address that plot, it's really weak. Especially if just like can't give it back to the mom. She's dead. The other guy's in China. Yeah, it's
at first 30 minutes, it was like we were talking about, like, oh, you know, just you know, go with it. And now it's getting
the
hard.
The plot holes are...
Like now mom is dead. We don't know how much time it's been. There's a foster family, but they can't reach the guy.
Yeah, the worst part is that they're doing an awful job of telling us how much time has passed.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's green right
it
now.
It seems
we saw
like Jon Stewart's been gone for like 4 months.
Yeah, I would say like three, four months.
Working on a case? Like...
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just starting to fall apart.
But like... Like,
but you also, you know, I know it's the 90s, but they got phones in China.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you still got my kid? Oh, man, that's messed up. I should probably do something about that.
Yeah. Oh, you're the girl that you fucked? She's dead now. And now this kid is yours. You guys, that's the thing. The longer it goes, the bigger the plot holes get. And that's not what you want in a movie. It's not, I don't hate it so far, but.
I need to talk about one final thing here. Cool. It's about my love, Layla. What, you know, I don't have any hair, so I'm not going to comment negatively, but the haircut is like bangs and then layers.
Yeah. That is very much like the Rachel haircut.
Okay.
It's shorter, but yeah, like flippy, floppy layers.
It's a lot of things happening in that haircut.
Was popular back then, for sure.
It's not good. It doesn't hold up.
It doesn't hold up.
It's haircuts and hairstyles and
it's okay. She's got that great smile.
It's not terrible, but like, yeah, it's dated for sure.
Okay.
A little bit of a dated haircut.
Are you guys ready to watch the rest of this movie?
Is this our last stop or
this is it? Unless we have 3 stop cards left, but there's nothing.
I almost did it at Chief J. Strombo because that was so insane.
All right, let's get into it. Is the film, and I use that term loosely.
Wow.
What do you guys, what did you guys think? We're done. What do you think?
Well.
Hey, David. Hey, remember how cocky you were at the beginning and how good this movie was?
Great film. What a journey we went on together here. 94 minutes.
Hey, we found out that this whole movie takes place over 6 weeks, and everyone's mind was blown.
Yeah, that's impossible.
There's no way this took place.
It seems like 6 to 9 months.
Yeah. He signs the kid up for school. Kid goes to school. There's an open house. There's Halloween.
Yeah.
The leaves are constantly changing in the background between summer and fall. There's just no way.
This all goes down in six weeks. 6 weeks?
Also, like, 6 weeks, dude? Like, I've had a puppy for 3.5 months who I've taken care of.
It feels way longer.
And it does feel... It feels way longer, but also, like, I love the puppy, but... Like, it's been 3.5 months. Like, I can get over the puppy. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, well, I'm serious.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
David Schwartzbaum's an awful person.
I'm just saying he's been with the kid six weeks.
It's interesting when Julian is taken by DCFS. Like, that's one of the first times we've seen Adam Sandler show kind of real emotion.
Yeah. It was sad.
He's like... And, like, the music swells, and he's all choked up, got little tears in his eyes.
That's good.
Dang.
But it all gets... We talked about this a little as we were watching this, because we couldn't hold it back. We were really enjoying it the first 30 minutes, because they were setting up all these jokes.
Yeah.
But then the rest of the movie was those exact same jokes over and over again. And they ruined those jokes. We talked about the Hooters joke being introduced. If they would have introduced that Hooters joke at the beginning... And then it would have paid off at the end in the courtroom scene where he's like, where did he used to work? Hooters. That would have been an amazing joke.
And then one final reveal with Vanessa's Hooters would have been a nice reveal as well if
there wasn't 30 Hooters jokes.
Hooters wasn't mentioned, like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
The kids peeing on everything 1,000 times.
I've never seen a movie with more piss jokes than Big Daddy.
Yeah, there's a ton of piss jokes.
What else did I write down real quick?
I had a rant.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, so when Julian is taken away, Adam Sandler runs to Layla's office to be like, you gotta help me win Julian back. Is, yeah. And she's like, no, I can't. I'm going to Washington, D.C. I have a case. And he's like, what the hell? I need you. Okay, you're her ish boyfriend.
A couple weeks.
So she should drop a case she's been working on for fucking months and just help you win this kid back that you had for 6 weeks?
Yeah.
No! Like,
and then she does it.
Then she justifies his shitty behavior.
But she comes to the courtroom. She skips the case she's been working on for a month to interrogate a child for 3 minutes.
For 3 minutes of cross-examination.
That are like, do you think he's a good dad?
Yeah. Yes. Ridiculous.
Like, wasn't needed.
That he has five other lawyers who are his friends.
Oh, she's not needed.
Yeah.
Not needed.
And then, can we...
The gay jokes? You want to talk about the gay jokes?
No, because
at first, remember,
I don't want to touch.
Remember
when we thought it was so positive?
And remember, then and then he's licking his finger and rubbing his eyebrow.
Oh my god! The movie starts out very like, oh, that's very progressive, and then towards the end, we're like, this is a homophobic movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead, David. What?
I just, the whole movie is wrapped up because the father comes back and says, "I'm the father," and so
that could have been done.
None of the like. Also, none of this needed to happen.
He clearly realized it as soon as Julian said he was born in Toronto.
Yeah.
He like, they even have a clip of him being like, Toronto. So then he just doesn't say anything, waits to see if Sonny wins, and then when they lose, he's like, but wait, I am the father.
And also, like, you know...
So he wanted to see if he would get away with it.
Oh, for sure. But also, like, he's been in China...
Like, what a sheep person.
He's been in China for 6 weeks. He knows the mom's name. He's not sitting there in China going, Joe, Joe, Joe.
Yeah.
How many people did Jon Stewart sleep with?
Right. Okay?
A million is Jon Stewart.
My point is, I'm not buying that he's not sitting in China and going... Oh,
how
this,
could I? Yeah, how would I? Person? Yeah, how would I have known this woman?
Right.
Yeah.
Or so, how about a girl says that this kid is yours? DNA test done.
Right.
It, movie's over.
Yeah. So
well, that, we're talking about plot holes, though.
Well, that was sort of the problem. I think what happened going back to like the first 30 minutes, they were really fun. We got the kid, and then it felt like the rest of the 60 minutes were repeat jokes and trying to fill in plot holes.
Yeah. And they just made them bigger.
They should have just ignored it all. They should have just said, he's got the kid, he's in 6 weeks, don't worry about DCFS, they'll show up in the last 10 minutes of the movie. Let's just have some fun and piss on things.
Yeah.
Also,
it was just... It totally goes by, like, this movie was 100% man gets boy. Like, it was...
Boy, almost title.
30...
Yeah. Guy gets kid, I think it
guy
was.
Guy gets kid or whatever. It's like, it's a 30-minute... idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not an it's not a full movie.
With
I will say this though. If Adam Sandler was not in this movie, it would be a million times worse. I feel like he does do a good job in the movie.
He does.
I feel like also, everything we're shitting on is just the script.
Everything we were laughing at in the last half of the film were the bit parts.
Yeah, they were
Steve
great.
Steve Buscemi and Steve Buscemi old man it. Hurley were killing it in the
kills
courtroom.
It.
They were killing
oh
it.
Oh my god, they were so funny. At one point, Steve Buscemi eats a piece of cantaloupe
in the middle of the court.
Just sitting in one of the seats. I died. Almost pulled the stock.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! And you know, guys, this is Rob Schneider's greatest
Stop
performance.
It. Stop it!
I am dead serious.
Stop
it's
it.
Sad but true.
Shut up,
Rob Schneider.
Honestly, he's right though. I think it might be.
I still think it's slightly racist, and I think that Rob Schneider's a genius. And that he's pushing us.
Wait.
Hold on, listen
wait,
to
on.
This.
Excuse
I've
listen
already
this.
Told you it's his greatest performance.
You guys, listen to this, okay? Rob Schneider is slowly doing more and more racist things as a way to show you that, like, oh, either it's all good or it's not good. Because I feel like the more we watch, the more racist the parts that he does will be. Because he's really just playing stereotypes of characters
sure.
so far. So, like, at what point is it not okay? Everyone seemed to be fine with him doing this. Middle Eastern, Eastern European
so
guy.
So you think
he's Andy Kaufman-ing
us. Making
he's Andy Kaufman-ing us. Yes.
Conscious decision to be get worse and worse to see if anybody calls him on it?
Yes. Secret genius.
Gosh.
I also want to say
I don't think he's that... I don't think he's that brilliant.
If we can go back to Layla, who looked adorable with her short hair. 1 year, they...
Six months.
So 1 year, six months, they have a baby that is at least 2 or 3 months old because that baby looks like it can almost keep its head up, which means that a year ago that baby was born, which means within 6 months they were married or not, or at least got pregnant. I think you would assume in a PG-13 movie in the 90s they got married, then got pregnant. Like, she was talking about her whole life, her career.
Yeah.
Now she's holding a baby. Well, she put off her big case
to go stand up for him. She probably put off the rest of her fucking life to go have a kid with
him. And now he's passed the bar and is an attorney. She basically put off her whole life so Adam Sandler can get his stuff together.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Layla, call me.
Yeah.
Well, also, I think we're realizing, Davey didn't watch this. Nobody did. The movie Bulletproof, Marie and I watched. And in Bulletproof,
Damon Wayans
and Adam Sandler's characters are together for a year. And they pretend like they've been best friends forever.
For their whole life.
A year. Like, in this movie, it feels the exact same way. He's known this kid for... He knew the kid for a day, and he fell in love with the kid.
Yeah.
And he kind of hated the kid the next day, but then he's been in love with
ever since.
Something... Maybe it was the late 90s, like... Timelines were scrunched, maybe because it was presented to us. Because, like, okay, so when I was younger, a year was a huge amount of time.
So Adam Sandler just has like kid time. He has a syndrome where he's an adult and he doesn't understand time.
That's it. I figured it out. He's a genius. Rammstein is a genius.
You've done it.
And
I figured
Adam Sandler suffers from child time syndrome.
You're all idiot. All right, what other thing do you have, Marie? Because it looks like you got something. No?
No, I just had the rant about Layla.
David, do you have anything?
I just thought it was fantastic. That's it.
No, you don't, David. You're full of shit.
Give us your honest opinion. Does this hold up, David? For your expectations?
I think it does, believe it or not.
Really?
I think...
But do you still see it with, like, the same nostalgia? Like, look back on it as fondly?
I wouldn't say I see it with the same nostalgia, but the jokes, there's enough bits that are funny. There's enough little character moments that are fun. Adam Sandler does a nice job, as Bacon was saying, that if I was watching it with my little 10 or 11-year-old nephew, I think we'd have a really good time watching it. I also don't have a 10-year-old nephew. But if I did, I think it would be fun. We'd laugh. The wipe my own ass bit, we'd really laugh about. So in that way, I think it kind of holds up.
It's a kid's movie.
It's a kid's movie, even though it uses a lot of curse words. And
12, 13.
Yeah.
It's PG-13.
It's a... older kids movie.
Yeah.
12 or 13, I think this is really funny. Now watching it as an adult, it's really... I'm disappointed again. It's disappointing though, right, David? Like, it's not as good as you remember.
It is disappointing. Just the lack of responsibility by all the other adults, which could be easily fixed with some decent writing.
Right.
And the same movie could happen with people understanding how messed up the situation is. Because the hero of the movie... until the end, is Adam Sandler's dad.
Totally.
He's the hero. He's the only one saying, this is messed up.
Yeah.
And he's right. We totally connect with Adam Sandler's dad character. Yeah. But as when you're younger, you totally connect with Adam Sandler's character.
In fact, the best person in this whole movie is the judge. She's never swayed.
Yeah.
And she says, it's kidnapping.
Yeah.
And she's right. I remember I used to watch the movie and hate that judge. And when she would say it, I'd be like, ugh. And now I'm going, thank goodness, someone level-headed is dealing with this situation. That's all.
Cool. We're going to go ahead and rank this. So far, Marie and I have the exact same rankings, and we haven't watched that many of them, so we can go through them. At number one, we have The Wedding Singer, and number two, we have Billy Madison, which was a surprise to us. Number three is Happy Gilmore, which is great. Number four is The Waterboy.
God, number so wrong.
Five is Bulletproof, and number six is Going Overboard. This is the seventh film. Marie, where in that order would you put Big Daddy?
I'm going to put it after Happy Gilmore.
You put it at number four.
Yes, because it's not as bad as The Waterboy.
This is breaking my heart.
Being. Because, and also, I think the film is saved by the bit characters and the fact that there's still a little heart in Big Daddy and there's fun moments. We loved our two montages that we saw with classic 90s tunes.
Yeah.
Were delightful.
Yeah.
and really fun. There's more fun moments in this for me than in Waterboy.
Yeah. I'm going to say it was very similar to Waterboy to me, when like I'm watching this and the story is really dumb, but there's a lot of really good bit parts in it.
Oh, yeah. You know what put me over the edge though?
What?
The apartment. Damn, yeah, that's a great apartment.
God.
I don't even know why we're making this list, Marie, because I put it in the exact same. It's better than it's better than Waterboy. It's nowhere near. There is a steep drop off.
Yeah.
Now that I'm watching this, like Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore are three fantastic films that hold up, and then there's a huge drop to
we
Big
take
Daddy,
a drop,
Waterboy, yeah.
And then I feel like we're gonna bigger take drop. Another.
Yeah, bulletproof. It's literally like a big drop, and then after Waterboy, another huge drop to Bulletproof. It's disappointing because now that I'm watching this, I'm like, you know what? Adam Sandler basically has just been making the same movies, and I think they've been getting worse because I've just been getting older. And
oh God!
And I'm not dumb as I used to be, and unfortunately, the rest of America is stupid.
Yeah, but like,
I think there's a different, because I hate that we have to watch this again, but we both watched Jack and Jill together
a long time ago.
Oh boy.
When it first came out.
Yeah, maybe 3 years ago. Ugh. And it was horrendous.
Okay, yeah, I guess they can't even properly put together a movie. It doesn't even make sense. Like this movie, like it has giant plot holes, but like it makes sense. I can follow the story.
Bigger drops, and it's because I feel like Adam starts caring less and less and just wanting to make money more and more.
But he cares. He gave a performance in this movie.
Yeah, he cares. We're still at the point where he cares.
Yeah.
He wants to make something good.
David, do you hate our list? What do you say?
No. I think your list is pretty good. I think Wedding Singer is probably the best film. I mean, there are some dramas and things, you know.
We haven't gotten to those yet.
I know. Yeah. But out of these lists, I think Wedding Singer is great. I think Happy Gilmore mostly still is a great film that holds up. You know, I do have an affection for Waterboy. I did watch it about a year ago, so I would probably
Only a year ago you watched it?
I did. I watched.
Were
it
you drunk
years.
Or high or?
No need, man. The laughs come sober. You know. So I would probably put Waterboy above this, but other than that, I think...
You would put Waterboy above this?
I think I would
besides
put...
Besides that, they say. I would say they're close, and you could make that... I understand your argument.
Mostly because in this movie, we have a relatively good performance by Adam Sandler, while in Waterboy, for me, is buoyed by Kathy Bates, who I adore more than anything.
I mean, the highlights of our
were
analysis
Kathy Bates.
Of Waterboy was
and also,
Kathy Bates.
And Henry Winkler is, I mean, he...
Do you remember the stunt butt, though?
No.
He shows his butt.
Oh!
And
it's totally
tight,
not Henry Winkler.
It is like a tight...
Like,
so
19-year-old boy's butt.
So that's sort of the thing, is that in with Big Daddy, you have these sort of, you know, it's the Adam Sandler friends, but it's really Adam Sandler and this 5-year-old, while with Waterboy, I get to enjoy Henry Winkler, I get to enjoy Kathy Bates... And
yeah, it's sillier. I guess it depends on what kind of mood you're in.
Totally.
Waterboy
totally. I agree
is way
with that.
Sillier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not as silly.
No.
But it's still whatever. So whatever.
Well,
I would say because what would you say, you guys? Should Adam Sandler stop at this point?
Not yet.
No, I don't think. No. Like I said, I would watch that with my, you know,
not yet,
with some family members.
But
it's sweet.
We're seeing some alarming traits right now.
Some alarms are going off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler. You can keep going,
but
the journey
ahead. Hire
a new writer. Well, it's different writers every time, I'm pretty sure.
So, yeah. Now, Adam, don't stop. But
have some awareness.
Heed warnings.
Heed warnings.
So we'll say Adam Sandler.
Heed warnings.
But everybody's so busy with their crap lately, no one ever comes.
Like I'm not busy?
Hey, Mr. Hurley, how about you shut up or I'll smack you through the wall like last Monday?
Last Monday was a fluke. Bring it on, woman.
Anytime.